You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 105.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, great to be back. How's it going? Hope you are doing well. Hope business is rolling for you and hope you are doing a lot of deals. And if not, or even if you are and you're looking to scale up, you're looking to do more deals, hopefully I can be a small part of your success and I can help you along the way here with the Flip Empire podcast. And so one of the things I want to talk about on today's Q&A show, because I'm seeing it firsthand in my business, is how to get bigger assignment fees. Okay. Let me backtrack for a second, because I think I've failed in one regard with the podcast. And so, we have a mix in terms of the audience here that follows along, and I appreciate everybody. So we have a mix of people that have never done a deal before. We have a lot of people that have done deals. And then we do have people as well that are your more experienced, advanced, that have done hundreds of deals and they're looking to scale up. And I've gotten positive feedback from all levels of investors. But I think one of the things I've kind of failed in the past is even talking about what the hell is wholesaling, right? So for the people, and by the way, if you're experienced or advanced, stick with me, because I got something for you too. And really what I'm going to be talking about on today's show and the heart of today's podcast episode is about how to get higher assignment fees. And this is something that we are experiencing firsthand in our business. And I'll give you a little bit of context in a few minutes here. But if you've never heard what wholesaling is, or if you're just not sure, it's very simple, right? I can probably talk about wholesaling for hours, right? Let me simplify it for you. You find a discounted property, you put it under contract, and then you assign that contract for a spread, for a profit, for a fee, okay? Hence the assignment fee. So this can take many forms. So you can send out a marketing campaign like direct mail, or this can be any kind of marketing. The point is you find a discounted property, you then put it under contract with the seller. Let's say you find a discounted property for, $75,000. You contract it for $75,000, but that property is worth $150,000. Okay. You now can assign that contract to a cash buyer for more than your $75,000 and you make the difference. So let's say you find a buyer for $100,000. Now your spread, your assignment fee is $25,000 in that deal. Okay. Hopefully that makes sense. So that's just a quick and dirty 101, what is wholesaling? It's nothing more than contracting a property. By the way, it doesn't have to be distressed. People always say that wholesaling is finding distressed properties. And I was just guilty of that 10 seconds ago. It doesn't have to be. We recently did a deal that the property's in pretty damn good shape. And the homeowner was not in distress. They just, they had the property. They were out of town. The property had been sitting there and they didn't need the money. They just wanted to sell it. That person wasn't in distress, but we were still able to wholesale it. So don't think. Usually, yes, you're probably dealing with a motivated seller, right? That term is used so often. Somebody's in distress, somebody that needs the money, or they have a problem, and you're providing a solution to that problem, but not always, right? So, having said that, how do you get bigger assignment fees? I alluded to this in the last episode, I believe. Number one, get this through your head, because it's so important. No pun intended. You have to have the right mindset. Okay, you have to expect to make more on your deals. 3 years ago, or was it, what are we, 3 years? Yeah, 2014, we were averaging, and even 2015 to a certain degree, we were averaging about $13,000 a deal, right? So every time we would double close or we would assign our contract, we were making about $13,000 in the deal. It was slightly less. It was like $12,650 is what on average we were making. I specifically remember at the beginning of 2016, I challenged my team and I said, in our market, we're not making enough. I want to make more on these deals. Okay. So number one, it starts with the expectation that we just expect to make more. That's the bottom line, right? So just adopt that mentality. Let go of that bullshit self-limiting belief that you can only make X amount of dollars in your market. I was working with a student. I won't name their market, but she was telling me that, hey, our typical assignment fees are about $3,000 to $5,000 here. And I'm like, why? Why is that? And, she was telling me, she's like, it just, that's, you know, based on the price of the properties, that's just kind of what it is here. And I'm like, no, like, get that out of your head. There's a lot more money to be made. I don't care what market you're in. So don't just settle for your average profit that's just known, right? So if you connect with other wholesalers and people tell you, yeah, you know, we typically make X amount of dollars, right? Don't just adopt that that's the max you can make. So number one, expect to make more in your deals. And going back to my example, in 2016, I remember challenging my team and I said, we need to make at least 20 grand a deal, at least right now. Does that mean that we're going to bat 1,000% and make 20 grand on every single deal? No, absolutely not. Of course not, right? But just that one tweak in thinking, that year, this was last year, we averaged just under $33,000 on a deal. Okay, on average, 33 grand when we expected to make 20. Here's what the interesting part is, and you want to call this God, the universe, law of attraction, whatever it is. Last year, we closed about three big deals where I think we were making like over 50, 60 grand on a deal. When we factor those out, right? So in other words, if I strip out those three big deals, the average profit per transaction was $19,972. Hopefully that's like hitting you like right between the eyes. In other words, we basically averaged exactly what I challenged my team that we expected to make. Now, I don't know about you. I don't think that's coincidence. Okay, so our true number based on deals closed was 33 grand a deal. Just under 33 grand. It was like 32 and change. But if we wanted to be conservative and we factor out the quote unquote anomalies, right? The three huge deals we closed, we made basically about 20 grand a deal. Okay, so hopefully, again, this is really just resonating with you that expect to make more in a deal. So if you're in a market that you're making 5, 6, 7 grand in a deal, I want you to start to expect to make 15 grand on that deal. And by the way, if you make 10 or 12, are you going to be disappointed? You know, you basically just doubled what you made. If you're in a market, a hot market like Phoenix or San Francisco or something, and your assignment fees are significantly bigger, don't get complacent. Why can't you make more than your typical assignment fee, right? And so here's the second part of this, right? Is number one, everyone talks about lead generation, marketing, right? And that's extremely important. But in the past, I've also talked about lead conversion. So how are you going to make more aside from the mindset thing, right? So let's assume that we got that and you guys understand that this is a mindset thing. And from now on, my belief is I expect to make whatever your average is times two or times three, whatever that number is for you. Now we have to deal with reality, right? The practicality of how are we going to go out and make this happen? Couple different things. I'm gonna shoot at you two or three different things. Number one is continue to focus on getting better at lead conversion and sales. How do you communicate with the seller, right? Are you actively listening to them? Do you John Martinez talks about in his training advanced agreements and softening statements and the Socratic questions. Those are all tools that are going to help you convert more deals, right? But here's the second thing, or really the third thing I'm going to talk about. Ask yourself this question. Are you a motivated seller? Okay. Now you might be thinking to yourself, Alex, what the hell are you talking about? I buy properties from motivated sellers. When you contract properties and now you're marketing that contract, do you adopt the mentality of a seller that wants to get rid of that property like a damn hot potato, right? And this is something that I have been guilty of in the past is we've contracted properties and then it's like we got ants in our pants to try to find a buyer and get it sold because we want to go under contract and we want to get paid 2-3 weeks later. Don't do that. You get a property under contract, just chill out. And one of the things that I recommend you do is we used to, on vacant properties, we used to slap a lockbox on the property and give the lockbox to the buyer. Don't do that. What you want to do is set up an open house. I can't recall what episode, but if you look back at some of the episodes, there was one that I did on how you can drive up the price of what you're looking for. You want to set an open house and you want to get all your buyers in there at the same time. Another thing you want to do is don't leak the address or the deal to special VIP buyers, right? When anybody knows about your property, everybody knows about your property. Okay. So, you know, one of the big wholesalers in our town here, one of the things that he does, which I actually like a lot, is that when he markets the properties, he'll put send in your best offers and we're accepting an offer within 48 hours. So he's allowing 2 days to basically have drive up the interest, have people send in their offers. He'll do open houses as well. And then at that point, you know, not only are you going to typically, if you request highest and best, which I recommend you do, you're going to drive up and you're going to get more than you want. But the open house can also compound that effect and you can get more for your deals. So listen, again, just to kind of recap, mindset is number one. Number two, focus on lead conversions, get better at that. And number three, this is kind of a two-part, you don't want to be a motivated seller. Slow down, do open houses for your deals and request highest and best, and you're going to start to maximize your profit. You know, and then here's kind of a bonus thing. Really get to understand and know your cash buyers. So many people talk about the size of the list. You know, in our business, we have just under 5,000 cash buyers, but ask me how many of those buyers have bought from me. 20, 25 over the years, which means that a tiny percentage of my cash buyers list are my go-to buyers. Now, that's you do want to build relationships, but again, don't violate the leaking the address to some of these buyers. Like you want to let everybody know about it at the same time. The cream's going to rise to the crop. And if you build strong relationships with a handful of buyers, there's no reason you can't make six figures or seven figures in this business. Absolutely no reason you can't do it. And so we're having one of our best months ever. We're here in May, and you know, right now we're at about $154,000 in profits on closed deals. Just this month, we got a closing on Monday. We're going to cross over 160, and some of the things I'm talking to you about now are directly related to why we've had such a big month. And by the way, you know, we don't always do six figures and a month, and you know, I've done that in the past, but I ask myself why aren't we consistently doing six figures a month in our business? And I've recently started to kind of challenge myself and say, from a mindset perspective, why am I not expecting to make six figures a month? It makes no sense. So level up, guys. Think bigger. Surround yourself with people that are going to encourage you. And that's not to say that if you just think about it, it's going to happen. You got to put the wheels in motion. You got to get up off your ass and you got to go make it happen. But hopefully some of the things I've shared with you in this episode are going to help you generate a bigger assignment fee. So really appreciate you tuning in. I'd love it if you could submit a 5-star rating in iTunes. If you go to flipempire.com/iTunes, I'm trying to get to 100 5-star reviews. I think we're at like 68, 69 right now. So if you guys can help push, if you really like the show and if you've gotten any type of value, I'd really appreciate it if you can place a review. So other than that, look forward to catching you on the upcoming masterclass. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.